As Willie packed up her cue, Tex sidled up. Tin Man flashed some office, parking lot in 5 minutes. Willie nodded, her face flushing as the reality sank in. She pulled off her first real hustle and cleaned out the sucker for more money than she'd ever seen in her life, and now had a chance to bury him. It felt good. As Tin Man watched her walk across the parking lot, he could see the change. There was a glide in her stride and a dip in her hip, as the old saying goes. She had grown, and it scared him. He wondered if she was still in his reach.
"You were right," she said with a grin. "I do have what it takes. Thanks for giving me the chance, while we're still together."
Tin Man swallowed hard and forced out a grin.
"You earned it, and I couldn't have played it better myself. By the way, who is the cowboy?"
"The guy I met at the watering hole with his dog. I told you about him, but you wouldn't believe me."
"Well, he sure came in handy, and not just in killing that scorpion. It was beautiful timing to end the hustle."
"And now I finish him off."
"The frame is played out. Hustle's over."
"But he's still hooked. Why would I let him off now?"
"The conditions have changed. You'd be surrounded by enemies. Not like here."
"I can take care of her," blurted Tech.
"Just like the last time, huh?"
It was a nasty slap on the face, and Tech took it hard. Peach ran up as the argument escalated.
"Nice play, Willie. You two mind dropping us off at a hotel before you head over to kill us? Did you know his actual name is Kelly? What a goofball."
"They're not going."
"Yes, we are."
"It's too dangerous."
"That's for me to decide. Easy, kids. Play nice.
Stay out of this."
No. See, I think it's a very good idea if Willie and Tech pay this fool a little visit. As long as they keep their wits about him, it could prove to be very fruitful."
"We already took him for 7 large. It's enough."
"Chicken feed. This guy's good for way more than that. That's what I'm trying to tell him."
"You're not helping here, Peach."
"Depends on who I'm trying to help, which really is all of us."
"Would you mind not talking in riddles?" said Tech.
"It gives me a headache." "Sorry. So what I'm trying to say is I got to talking with this guy at the bar. Says he's been following Killer's antics online. Apparently he's always posting pictures of himself rolling around in piles of cash, like he's got a fetish or something. Has to have it nearby at all times so he can touch it. The most recent posts on social media were taken just last week in his estate here in Sedona."
"So?"
"So, has all my training gone to waste? It's really discouraging sometimes."
"You're talking about heisting this guy."
"My goodness, you're slow. Of course I'm talking about a caper.
And if Willie and I get inside his house, we can find out where the money is stashed."
"Uh-huh. The boy gets an A+.
Tin Man bit his lip. Tech was always showing him up around the teacher.
"I don't like putting Willie in the middle of this kind of thing."
Willie placed a hand on Tin Man's arm, her mind churning, seeing the possibilities and the change it might bring in her situation.
"I appreciate that. I really do. And I'm not interested in being in on any heist. I just want to play pool. But if this will get you what you want, then you have to let me help you. Just like you've helped me." "Did I tell you? She's one of us, brother. So come on, let's do this."
Tin Man knew the tide was against him, and for good reason. He also could see the viability of heisting this creep. And if it was a good haul, it might be enough to finance a pool hall on his own. Still, there was his daughter to think of.
"On one condition, Willie, you have to go hill-hill."
"But I can beat him. Why should I swap games?"
"Because if you destroy him, he will get ugly. So that's the deal. Play it my way or I swear I'll tie you up and throw you in the trunk."
Willie was bursting with rage, but Peach swung an arm around her and said,
"Don't break red, Willie. He makes a lot of sense, and he's your dad. What do you expect him to say? By the way, brother, I'm proud of you. That was very fatherlike. And the trunk thing? Nice touch."
"Thanks."
"Anywho, Willie, you've already proven you own him, and there's more to be had here than another few grand. But we've got a limited time frame. My buddy in the bar says Killa's starting a new tour soon, so he'll have to be leaving Sedona any day now to get ready. And where he goes, so goes the money. Thus, the question we have to ask ourselves is, do we want all that beautiful cash to go trotting off with this little twit, or with us? From my estimations on how many bills it takes to make a big pile to roll around in, we're talking upwards of $250,000.
Eyes went back and forth around the circle. One by one, silly grins formed. Willie broke the silence with,
"Our posse against theirs. Sounds like fun."